6.3. Child restraints, proper positioning, adjustment, and driver's legal responsibilities. In 2016 in the U.S., there were 826 children killed in passenger vehicle crashes. Of the 758 fatalities in this age group for which restraint use was known, 289, 38%, were unrestrained. Among children under 5 years old, an estimated 328 lives were saved in 2016 by child restraint use. Of these 328 lives saved, 313 were associated with the use of child safety seats and 15 with the use of adult belts. Research on the effectiveness of child safety seats has found them to reduce fatal injury by 71% for infants less than 1 year old and by 54% for toddlers 1 to 4 years old in passenger cars. For infants and toddlers in light trucks, the corresponding reductions are 58% and 59% respectively. If 100% of motor vehicle occupants under 5 years old were protected by child safety seats, an estimated 370 lives, that is, an additional 42, could have been saved in 2016. Failure to read the child safety seat installation instructions and/or vehicle owner manual instructions regarding safety belts could result in serious injury or death as a result of failure of the child safety seat to be securely and/or properly installed. See footnote number 2. Put your child in a child restraint seat. It's the law. According to Florida Statute 316.613, it is illegal to transport children without the proper safety restraints. It is a moving violation that carries a penalty of 3 points on your license, in addition to paying court costs and a fine, which could amount to more than $100, depending on the court. The legal guidelines for child restraints are as follows. Children 3 and under must be secured by a federally approved separated or integrated child seat. Children 4 to 5 years old must be secured by a separate carrier, an integrated child seat, or a child booster seat. Here are some guidelines that will help in ensuring your child's safety. Infant car seats must face the rear of the vehicle until the child is 1 year old and weighs at least 20 pounds. Make sure that the shoulder harness is over the shoulder and make sure that it is snug and that all of the straps are tight. If you use an auto booster seat, always use it with the following. Lap and shoulder belt. Tethered harness with lap belt. Shield with safety belt. Tether strap if required. The position of the seat needs to be in the middle of the back seat, secured to the seat with seat belts. Regardless of age limits set by various state laws, because seat belts may not fit properly on a child's small frame, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety recommends that kids too big for child restraint should use belt positioning booster seats until adult belts fit right. For some kids, that's not until age 12. See footnote number 3. To protect the child, the safety device used must have a label saying that it meets federal motor safety standards. It must be used correctly, with the child fastened into the car seat and the device fastened to the car. The child should ride in a place where an adult can always be watching. Mirrors can be purchased, so a child facing the rear can be watched. Make sure the seat belt is in the correct position. Insist that all children buckle their safety belts before starting the engine. Do not hold any child in your arms while riding in a moving motor vehicle. In that position, neither you nor the child you are holding is even remotely safe. As a matter of fact, that is the worst position for your child to be in. The child should be seated in a federally approved booster seat or car seat appropriate for her or his age. It is the driver's responsibility to ensure that all children are correctly restrained in a proper booster, car seat, or federally approved restraint device. If a child is not restrained properly, the driver will get the citation. Please consider the consequences if your child is not placed in a secured, approved safety device and you slam on your brakes. Your child becomes a tiny human projectile. It is unlawful for any person to operate a motor vehicle in the state of Florida unless each passenger of the vehicle under the age of 18 years is restrained by a safety belt or a child restraint device in compliance with Florida Statute 316.613 and Florida Statute 316.614.